before D-Day, I had a pretty good control of my life. I'm confident and comfortable with who I was and with my relationship with you, even though, you know, there was some things that we needed to improve and work on. I felt that the love between us was there. I felt comfortable in my job and as a mother and just basically in the world around me. And at D-Day, everything just exploded and changed. And as I was saying this morning, it was almost like, as I said, well, can I say this? When I was small, I spent a lot of time at my grandparents' house. And when I look back at those memories, I know I can see what the people look like, how they acted, the good times that we had. Everything is imprinted in my mind. And if D-Day was like, if I would go back and view the whole old home movies, everything would have been different. The house would have looked different. The relationships between my grandparents and the people around me, the way they acted towards me, would be totally different from what I had ingrained in my brain and in my heart. And that is the way I felt when you started telling me all these things about your feelings for me and about our marriage and about our history. Because during an affair, most of the time, the cheater will rewrite the entire history of your relationship. So that put my whole life off balance. And I didn't trust my instincts, how I viewed you and my life, our marriage. And so it was almost like there was just like a bomb went off of my head. And we had been together for so long, and I trusted that you were telling me the truth. And so I began, I believed that maybe we didn't love each other. Why did we get married? All those things. And so I lost trust in myself, not knowing if I had the insight or viewed people the way I thought I did. And so I lost trust in everything around me, and I think the most part in myself. And so I felt that I needed to, I guess I didn't know who I was. And that's a really hard thing to live with.